which is named after Vrindavan. So as the auto rickshaw was driving along the road, I was looking and I saw, oh, there's Guruj, I've never been there. And so I was a bit adventurous. So on the way back from the bus stop, I said to my daughter, let's go inside and walk on the really close inside. So we saw a door that was open. It's, I think it's the forest department. And lots of beware signs everywhere. So we walked in there, and it was just about sunset. So that made it kind of even more mysterious and a little more dangerous, because the sun's going to set and we only have our phones. So as we walked in the direction of here, we found that there were so many bramble bushes, so many prickles of thorns. My daughter had bare feet. So we were wiggling around, walking through this place and that place, and we suddenly came to a little barbed wire fence that went right across. And we were like, oh. And we saw that just on from there was the gate that led you out from the inside back onto the road. You didn't usually go through this path. It's not open to the public. So we stood there by the barbed wire fence on a pile of rubbish, trying to figure out what to do next, and some elderly sadhu came around the barbed wire fence and started picking up the brambles and trying to make a path for us and saying to us, what are you doing? Look, what are you doing here? Because I'm just done that. And very gently he took us around and around, and then we were on the wooden path again. But it was dark, and we were looking this way and that way, and there were tons of monkeys. They were all sitting in little dark lumps on the side, and the sun had already set. And it was very mysterious, and I kept thinking, I hope we'll be home soon. And it was a long walk, but it was an exciting walk. And I was thinking of it this morning and thinking that I want to do that again in the daylight. And now with the fog, it's also super mysterious. Right? And I walked out, opened my curtains, and there was nothing. And I was like, can't be nothing. There sure was nothing. And then I came outside, and I saw that I could see 10 meters away. There was still clarity, but after that, there was nothing. So at night it's like that, in the fog it's like that, and it's very nice to have this type of experience by the side of the Guruj, because he's so comforting. And when we go back to the West, we want to take this impression with us from wherever we've come here to take impressions with us. We've actually come here to take a lot of photographs, but not with the camera, but with our heart. So that means that when we look at something, we look at it. So that means we're looking at things very closely. We're paying attention to them. We might be wandering along thinking about all the problems when we go home or what we'll have for lunch or something like that. But then we snap out of that and say, no, I'm only here for a very short time. An extremely important time, and a time in which I should be taking snapshots with my eyes and with my heart. So the adventurous things that happen here, when a monkey runs and steals your glasses, when this thing happens and that thing happens, at the time they're sometimes quite annoying. You feel like, why is this happening to me? But then when you go back, it's a funny story. You tell somebody, no, what happened to me? And they go, wow. So we have to learn to live in the adventure of the moment here. This is beyond our sadhana practices, which are essential to create a platform for our lives to be stable, so they don't go like that. So that's there. But this is beyond that. This is something that is deeply personal between ourselves and Guruj. And even though your mind will say, how can you have a relationship with the pile of rocks? But that's what the Guruj said. And you got into trouble with that. But really what happens is, slowly you perceive in your own individual journey that Guruj is worshipable. But not worshipable with folded hands, but worshipable with the devotion of our hearts. And that He's so kind and loving that He welcomes all of us here with all our peculiarities. And He's so happy that we've come, so generous and so open. So this experience comes along as we come closer. And I don't know about you, but when I first came to Vrindavan, I was told, watch out for offenses, you commit offenses in the dharma, you'll go to hell, and so many things. So I was like, move away. But then I realized that that's just a warning for somebody who comes here with a very wrong idea, you know, to exploit this place. They should hear that. But we're not in that category. We've come here to have an experience that will strengthen our spiritual life, that will give us some understanding in our ordinary life of how to proceed, and that will actually strengthen us as both devotees and people and community all at the same time. We've got an excellent plan over here, and we should now head towards Giriraj and go right in where we live. If the gate is closed, often it's closed. Do you know, before the governor retreat this year, there was no gate there. There was a fence. But beneath the fence, there was a dugout hall. And it was really interesting because the government decided to fence all around Giriraj. And when they did that, there was one Nilgaya who I think must have tried to jump the fence and died in the process. And the village people became so angry that they broke the fence. And it's interesting, they broke it exactly near us. So they were a little suspicious. And then, just to make matters a little more suspicious, at the beginning of the Govardhan retreat, some village people came along and they had suitable tools to take out that part of the fence and make an opening. And the forest department was even more suspicious. So recently they charged us with the responsibility to put in that piece of the fence again as a gate. So sometimes we have a key. Sometimes that gate will be open. But when it's not open, you can still go under as always. And in this way we'll go in, we'll leave the first path, there's two paths in there, and we'll make our way to the second path, closer to where we were on the hill. And we'll all meet there, and in our own time to be together again. And then we'll start walking this way towards Govardhan Township. Now I will warn you that if it's a particularly busy day, and I have no idea whether it will be or not, going through the town is very adventurous because there's all kinds of things happening, and it's amazing actually that human mind can go on regardless of anything. So it's a bit of a struggle, and we'll go into that temple if it's all at all possible, because the people are here on holidays and they're rushing and swarming and making a big din, then it might be more adventure than we can handle. But if it's not like that, we should go into the temple, which is just in the middle of the town of Govardhan, and we'll just circumambulate Giriraj, offer some awesome milk, and work those details out, and then we'll go on the other side of Giriraj, opposite to here. Now, what would be very, very, very smart for you all to do would be that we'll go to the palace, we'll spend our time there, and either by rickshaw, or some form of transport, to return here rather than going back the same way. If you go around that way, and you can do it in a rickshaw, you've just done your first Govardhan semi-half parikrama. So why come back the same way? So, but I think it would be wise to do it by rickshaw, and it's possible to do it by rickshaw. We have rickshaws, right? Yeah. So we can go back that way and come back around and come back to the retreat center. All right? Are you ready for an adventure?
Yes.